FSU football fans stood by their quarterback throughout the fall as the Seminoles made a successful run to a national championship and Winston to a Heisman Trophy victory. Winston led the Seminoles to win after win, even as the state began investigating him for an alleged sexual assault that occurred nearly a year before. Eventually, the state attorney's office said it did not have enough evidence to charge the football and baseball star, but that has not absolved FSU of responsibility.
The guidance from 2011 reiterates that, you know, ideally investigations would happen within 60 days.
That's Nina Chaudhry, a senior counsel and director of equal opportunities in athletics at the National Women's Law Center. The 60 days she is referring to are a 60-day window after a university is made aware of a sexual assault complaint. The U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights is investigating FSU's handling of the sexual assault allegations against Winston, and its authority comes under Title IX, the section of the 1964 Civil Rights Act governing equal access to sports. The law also spells out how any school receiving any federal money should deal with allegations made by students, faculty, and staff. It says even if there's a simultaneous criminal investigation, schools should still do their own. Title IX got a boost in 2011 when the U.S. Department of Education issued a memorandum charging schools to crack down on sexual violence on campus. And as this YouTube video from the college sex victim advocacy group Know Your Nine and comedian Amy Poehler's Smart Girls Projects points out, some groups are pushing to highlight the extent of Title IX protection.
Nine things to know about Title IX in 89 seconds.
1. Title IX is a landmark federal civil rights law that prohibits sex discrimination in education. Title IX is not just about sports. It also addresses sexual harassment, gender-based discrimination, and sexual violence.
2. Title IX does not apply to female students only. Male and gender nonconforming students are protected too.
Peter Lake is the director of Stetson University's Center for Excellence in Higher Education Law and Policy. He says the 2011 memorandum lowered the amount of evidence it takes for schools to launch investigations.
In the court system, a defendant is entitled to a presumption of innocence and faces his or her accusers under a standard of beyond a reasonable doubt. But in college court, the accused is not necessarily entitled to the same legal presumptions.
But because schools have separate policies and procedures outlining punishments for students, those who have been accused may not have much recourse to push back if they feel their rights are being violated.
It could be a Title IX violation to wrongly accuse somebody of a Title IX violation.
There are a handful of that type of Title IX investigation currently underway as schools try to crack down on sexual harassment, discrimination, and assault. Lake says while the intent of the 2011 Title IX memorandum was noble, it may eventually need judicial review.
And I think sooner or later one of these students is going to take his or her case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and say they're running a college court system, but they're not doing it under appropriate guidelines under the Due Process Clause.
Florida State University's Winston was accused of raping a fellow student in December 2012, yet the case sat idle for nearly a year. FSU officials did not speak with Winston until January of this year and then spoke only with him. That could violate Title IX's strict timelines for bringing an investigation. Though two other football players were brought up on student code of conduct violations, Winston was not, another issue the federal government plans to look into. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.